Hi, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about you? Did you have a nice vacation?
I did. It was definitely nice to get away for a little bit.
I can imagine.
So anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the topic for my thesis.
All right, what were you thinking of?
I'd really like to write something about dolphins. I've already found some articles and everything.
Do you recall when these articles were published?
I'm pretty sure they were all published around 1980.
Okay, so that's a bit of a problem. You have to remember to look for more recent articles.
Oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Articles published after 2004 are going to be best. And remember, this is for a good reason. Articles that are too old don't make use of the most recent information. More recent articles are going to have newer evidence supporting the findings, which will strengthen your thesis.
Right. So then none of the ones I've found will work, but I can look again for more recent ones. I'm sure they're out there. Is there anything else I need to keep in mind?
Yes, I want to see you provide an analysis to the problems at hand, not merely summarize in your thesis.
Okay, I can keep that in mind. Include, like, my own ideas and stuff?
A lot like that. You won't want to point out the fact that they're your ideas necessarily, but present them in an objective way that is supported by the research.
Because it's important to remain objective in order to get others to side with me.
Precisely. And then, of course, you don't want to summarize because...
Because then I'm not adding anything to the discussion, just spouting back all the stuff that's already out there.
Perfect. The best thesis will bring something new to the table, and that newness comes from your unique analysis of the problem.
All right. It's not going to be easy, but I'm sure I can do it.
Good. Now then, was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Oh yeah, I was going to tell you, I got offered a job while I was on vacation.
Really? That's unexpected.
Yeah, and I kind of really want to take it.
Well, I can't say I would suggest that. I think you should stay and finish your master's degree first. It can be difficult to come back after a break.
I get what you're saying, but I might never get this kind of job opportunity again. I'm pretty sure I have to take it, and then I can come back to finish the degree. As long as I'm determined, it shouldn't be a problem.
That's true in theory. Just keep what I said in mind. It can be very difficult.
All right. I'll remember that, but I'll do it all.
I wish you luck, then.
Thanks.